today.
Chatterbox.
Oh, hello.
Well, you just heard Dez. Guess who else is here? Steph. Steph's
hey.
Here. Hi, Steph.
Oh, that was a good transition. Wow.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for being here.
Were you on the last show?
No, that was Robin.
Oh.
they're not the same person. I know they go everywhere.
I know they
together.
Sound very similar.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Didn't you can't have one without the other.
What the heck happened?
Nope, what? I did that. So I muted that instead of that.
Wow.
I just clicked on the live link.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
What was it? What's his face? Jaffrey said yesterday, or Chafee said yesterday. Well, I think you're being a little unkind now, Michael. I have the flu. Oh, wait, no, that's not what he said.
Who?
That was funny. You guys didn't watch your Democratic
Oh, fuck no.
The night?
Debates are a waste of time because, first of all, they aren't debates. And secondly, they're a waste of time. Cause
I watched it just because it was funny.
Nobody says anything that matters because it doesn't matter.
Well, it was funny because they all got up there, not to talk politics or anything, but they all got up there and they were all like, I have three kids and I've been this and I have this, eight kids and I have this. And then what's his Bernie gets up there and goes, deficit education.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he don't give a shit about no kids.
No.
Just get right to the shit, man.
Well, I saw a statistic where like he never said I or me.
That's
yeah, no,
weird.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's the people.
And then there was that guy on the end. I think he thought he was at the Republican convention, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the Canadian debate. Isn't that terrible?
No, not really.
Yeah. I didn't watch the Republican. I just watched the Democratic convention because, you know, I don't like to be tested on what I believe too much, so.
I don't watch any of them because I hate everyone. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, it's just one pile of shit or another, right?
Politically, really, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's not much change possible, so.
No.
Sadly.
Yeah. But a good campaign slogan will go a long way. Feel the burn.
Yes, mine would be get fucked. We're all fucked. Let's go.
We're all fucked.
I would vote for that.
No.
The world as we know
let's
it.
Let's see. What would my campaign slogan be? I'm tired. Let's all go to sleep.
Follow me to Angerland. No.
I'm not angry these days. I'm very calm.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I mean, relative, I guess. Probably it's all right.
I'm always angry.
Everything is relative.
You're just a realist.
Too much of one. It's very depressing.
You need more SOD in your life.
Yes, that's the problem. That is a good point. I actually probably do.
Speaking of SOD, since the last time we spoke to Steph.
They were a great band back in the day.
Nice. Since we last spoke to Stephanie. You guys have wrapped up potential cast. How are you feeling?
Oh, that's right.
Well, for a couple of weeks, I'd go back and forth. Oh, this is so. I was afraid, you know, moving on to Redemption Cast, we would be. I didn't want to say goodbye to any listeners.
Yeah.
Over the past 5 years that we've come to know very well, And then I would be sad that we were ending. But then I went to Dragon Con. And then I realized just because we finished watching, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Buffy is still there. We can watch it anytime. We've just completed the series, and that's really all it means. So
yeah, that's
I'm ready
it.
To move on to Angel.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's almost all the same people listening anyway, really.
We've had a couple of people say that.
Is there some people who don't like one or like the other? I haven't really.
Yes, there's a lot of people that only like Angel, don't like Buffy.
Huh.
Oh, your numbers should even out then.
Yeah, they should even out. I don't think I ever realized that. I assume most people watched both shows because I watched both shows. I assumed everybody.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but I guess if you find it later, you're less likely to have watched both shows too, probably.
Well, right, because if you watched it live, there were crossover episodes and intricate parts that you needed to know. And yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, whereas if you watch it like on Netflix or something and you pick it up, you can just, you know, you may not ever consider
even realize that there are crossovers.
Yeah, the crossovers won't, because you're not seeing a commercial for the crossover. So
well, and you may start with Dollhouse and never watch any of the rest of it. So that's an option.
You would be wrong to do that. But
like, I mean, if you started like Dollhouse was the first Joss Whedon thing you ever found, would you be like, I need more of that?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
You'd be like, meh.
I mean, some people like it. It was what it was.
It's true. I didn't hate it.
No, I didn't
hate it at all. It got a little convoluted.
There's been much worse TV shows. Harsh Realm, and Harsh Realm have all been worse than anything, any of those things.
Well, I'm excited for you guys going forward, and I haven't listened. I was on YouTube while you guys were recording the last show for a little while, but I couldn't stick around the whole show. And I'm not going to listen to the last show for a little while because I want to have it.
You want to have it?
Well, that way they're not done yet.
Oh, they're still done.
Yeah, you're saving it. Yeah, I do that too. Can I spoil you on a major event?
Yes.
Do you know what the major event is?
I do believe I do. That a certain co-host will not be returning.
Yes.
Yes, I got that from the group.
Yeah.
From the group comments.
Oh, yeah, in the group, yeah.
Yeah, Gabby. And I understand because, you know, 5 years, come on, this is ridiculous. But, yeah, she's trying to train for a marathon and,
you know. Weird with the running still, huh? Chocolate and bacon, thank you very much.
Well, you can run and have chocolate and bacon, right?
That's true. Okay. You run and I'll have chocolate and bacon. Yeah. What a team.
There you go.
A friend of mine does sports, like fitness competitions for women. You might call them a bikini contest, but I wouldn't because
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, she would kick your ass. She won't actually because she's really sweet. But I made her that offer. I said, if you work out for me, I will eat the bacon for you.
There you go.
It's a deal.
Somebody's got to do both.
That's right. Just divide up the work. That's good at delegating.
Well, somebody has to do the eating part, so.
That's right. It'll be me. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So it's sad that you guys are done, but I'm sure you're happy to see the end of it. Thought it would never come.
Yeah, and I'm satisfied with deconstructed the show and
guys did a great job. You guys really did a great job. You know, like I'd said in the beginning, it was a little bit hard sometimes in the first season particularly to listen.
Oh, because you're a crazy person. That's right.
Because I'm a crazy person?
Yes.
No, because you know, like when you really like something, you want other people to like it. It's like when I forced Dave to watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Had he not enjoyed it, I would have been a little upset about it because I liked it a lot. And I wanted him to like it too. So it's just you want to share that with
this
somebody
is like
else.
A Whedonite thing where like if you don't like it, somehow you're not intellectually savvy enough to understand it.
Oh God, no, I don't feel that way at all. I think I'm one of the dumbest people. So I really don't. Like I didn't write a thesis on Buffy or study the nuances of the colors of the screen or I didn't do any of that. I just watched it and I enjoyed it. And I'm a fan and I love it and it encouraged me in certain ways in my life. And that's where it is for me. And knowing who created it and enjoying other things that person's done, I think that just goes one thing after the other.
Well, watching a show episode by episode and really overanalyzing and watching it really close, I think you're really hard on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
of course.
Recently when I showed my coworker season one, I was like, this is great. I don't know why we thought it was so crappy.
Well, when you're,
it's really fun.
When you're watching it to critique it, it's different than watching it to watch it.
Right, because if you didn't have any critiques, you wouldn't have anything to talk about. Right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, and you're going to find the flaws when you have more people talking about it, too, because somebody's going to point out something that you didn't notice or, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really fun ride, and I'm really glad you did it. And, you mean, you're the grand poobah of the intro cast, so you should get a medal or something, don't you think? Like, someone should make you a T-shirt at least.
You know? Yeah, Matt on Hooplecast, he said, okay, now what shows do you think need to be covered? Now, I don't know. None. I don't want to think about it. No more. None.
That's enough.
You have Angel to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, exactly. It's not like there's nothing else coming up.
Yeah.
Another 4 years to finish Angel, probably, right?
Yeah. Say that, Mike. They'll all run away.
No, it won't be that long.
Now podcasting about iZombie, it's so different because you know absolutely nothing and you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And it's such a relief when it is an enjoyable show.
Absolutely. That's the kind of the problem that I got into with Lost Girl, was that I loved season one, and then Des and I were like, oh, let's podcast about this. It's a great show. And season two was not a great show anymore. So it was like, well, what do you do? We, you know, tried not to tear it apart too much, but that was really hard because it's a show about strong women. And in the second season, there's not a lot of that going on, which I found offensive personally.
Oh, really?
And then the fandom sucked. Like, they have a shitty fandom. I'm sorry. You know, they did initially have a really just a nasty fandom. So, not anything that they directed at us, but just something that you could see on the Facebook page. And there was a lot of, you know, I want it my way. Give it to me my way. And I'm like, can you guys just let the writers write the show that you like so much without pushing, you know, this, you know, I was just aggravated me. So I got out of there.
No, well, yeah. Anyway, that's understandable. We didn't do a
So at least iZombie is a terrific show, which is really good. We'll talk about that on TV. Okay. Who's excited for chili weather? Oh, is that chili as in with the meat?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
weather cool enough to cook chili.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Because it is so hot today. It's like 85.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ugh. It is not 85 here anymore, thankfully.
Nice day here. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's like finally fall here, so it's all good.
Yeah. How about you, Rob?
I like it where it is. I don't like it when it's like bitter cold. Mm-mm.
That's coming soon enough. Don't
I know. It's not fair. Like the fall and the spring don't last long enough. It just kind of like it's hot and then it's like okay for a little while and then it's just cold.
It's been pretty nice for a while now.
Yeah, no, it's been all right.
Well, it's actually been warm, pretty warm for a while.
Yeah, it's been on the warmer side. It started to get like it's like I've been wearing like sweaters and stuff. But it's like not like I haven't really been wearing a jacket yet. But I feel like it's going to go from this to like
20
you know,
degrees.
Bundle your ass up. Yeah.
Well, they say too that it's going to be a hard winter this year. Hopefully that's not right. But what
actually,
it's going to be an El Nino.
Ooh, who says this? I would like to.
Well, maybe
have
for
a
you
little
guys, not for us.
I believe it was the Weather Network in Canada.
Well, that's why. That's the problem.
That's your problem right there.
You're listening to the Weather Network.
Oh, I have both on my phone, and honestly, the Weather Network's a little bit more pessimistic.
It's because
I don't know.
Then they're wrong. Well, you're also on a different coast, so they're.
This is true.
Yeah, could be quite different. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it is. Hopefully, you have terrible weather and we have fantastic weather.
Thanks a lot. That's really nice of you.
Actually, all that matters is that we don't have terrible weather. That's all that really matters. You can have good weather too. But.
Yeah. Hopefully, we don't have tuna. Yeah. Speaking of El Nino, El Nino continues to intensify over the equatorial Pacific. Uh oh. That's strongest El Nino on record for the upcoming winter. The main impact for Canada is this El Nino should be felt late. I'll figure out where, and I'm hoping it's you. An unusually mild winter across Western Canada. Well, bring on that El Nino.
You were all upset, and here it is. You're actually getting a mild winter, most likely.
Is it an El Nino that I don't want?
La Nina. That...
I don't know. We speak French and English here. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, it says further east, the impacts are less certain. Reduced snowfall around the Great Lakes region.
Yes. Well, I'm not really into Great Lakes, but sounds good enough. Good enough for me.
This upcoming winter will not be nearly as cold as last winter across eastern Canada. This weather brought to you by AccuWeather. Thank you very much. Your weather report for this season brought to you by the Chatterbox. We're expecting that.
They can't even get like a week from now correct.
Yeah, long-term forecasts are only so accurate.
That's why you have to buy an almanac every year.
Oh, God, please stop.
Hey, that's filled with science.
Oh, gosh. I have people at work who mention the almanac, and I'm like, just stop. Just don't even talk to me.
It has moon phases in it, Michael. You can plant by those, you know.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you can plant by it, but that's about it.
But I wonder, do you really think that the phases of the moon affect the outcome of your crop?
No.
Probably not.
No, they don't.
Hold on, let me ask my husband.
It might let, I don't know.
If he plants in a full moon, does he get werewolf corn?
Maybe. Maybe it's better for the, maybe the corn likes the moonlight. I don't know. Maybe it's romantic.
I believe in it, like the farmer's almanac. Yeah, see? Different signs and stuff in the plant. Now, I always go more by particular dates of the year.
Me too.
Certain things that I look for. I don't look really for the moon. I can't really tell the difference. I start this, but there is a saying that I can tell you this. When an oak's leaf is bigger than a mouse's ear, you can plant.
There you go. That's right.
There you go.
The birds will tell you. I always plant by the birds. The birds will tell you when it's getting warm.
Yeah, because they'll show up. Yeah.
Just listen to them. And who shows up? That's right. Harbinger of spring. Robin's here. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good. Because it gives you an idea of how the weather's been and all that. Yeah.
I agree with Ed.
He's an 80-year-old man. Okay.
That's fine. I am also an 80-year-old man. So it's fine. See, he knew I was talking about the Farmer's Almanac. I knew it.
Oh, God.
I'm done talking to shit. Us farmers, we know.
Well, speaking of farmers and hoes, Rob, you went to Halloween Horror Nights, right?
I did, yeah.
Ooh. Hang on a second, Rob. You've been all over the place. Give us a rundown on where you've been in the world.
No, just that. I've just been there.
That was it.
Were you like at Harry Potter World?
That's the same place.
Let's hear it.
Same place. No, it was it was fun. I mean, I went to Harry Potter last year as well, so awesome as always. But God, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Harness is cool. It's the 25th anniversary. There was like 9 different houses, and I'm a fairly newbie to this thing, so there's like some characters that people are fans of from like past years that I'm not that familiar with that kind of made a comeback. So but they have like one of the houses was like Icons of Horror and had like there was a Freddy vs. Jason house, which was cool. So it was like, yeah, so that was cool. But then they had like they actually used the Universal Classic Monsters, which it's like, I've always been like, why wouldn't they, do that?
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? That is a good question, yeah.
So it was kind of like a bunch of that, like where it was like different monsters. They had like Frankenstein and Phantom of the Opera and that kind of stuff. That was pretty good. And that there was a Purge house. There was Insidious, Walking Dead, of course.
Oh, I couldn't go in Insidious.
That one's good. That was one of the better ones. yeah, they had a few really good original ones too. There was one called the Body Collectors, like that was, it might have been my favorite. It's just like a really cool, like, it's completely original, but like the way that the house was made, like it told a good story, and that it was like pretty freaky, like these like white like creatures kind of like kind of take like stealing people, like taking their body parts and stuff.
Gross.
Yeah, it's very well done. It's very high production, really good effects and stuff. It's always a lot of fun. It's my third year in a row going.
Oh wow.
But yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna do it every year, but this year was just kind of like, oh, it's the 25th anniversary, so I figured I'd go check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. It's probably like the best kind of Halloween experience you can have, as far as like, you know, like so many places have like haunted houses, but they're nowhere near as like,
not like, know, this
good,
yeah,
as this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They, yeah, what everything, with everything they have and are able to do, it just, yeah.
Yeah. And actually the one safe, like last year they didn't, you couldn't go into Diagon Alley, but this year it was opened up, and that was actually the only area where no one could, like, you know, scare you. Like there was no scare actors in that
safe zone. Section.
Yeah, basically Harry Potter was a safe zone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unless you go down that back alley. What's it called again?
Oh, Nocturne Alley.
Nocturne, yeah. Alley. Don't go down there.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love it there. I actually bought a skull. I bought a like a little skull kind of bowl, but it's like anatomically correct. It's like really detailed, and it's like awesome, kind of life-size. Yeah.
Well, I had a country kitchen, which Dave has slowly turned into a skull and skeleton and weird thing. There's Dalek in there and all sorts of random things. But all my chickens have slowly been moved outside. Like I have all these chicken statues and things in the kitchen. They're almost all gone now, I noticed. But my chicken curtains are still hanging.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a year-round thing. It's not like just at Halloween. It's like there's a skull in my kitchen year-round. I don't know why. Maybe he's cooking people. I don't know.
Oh, you never know.
I hope not. Anyway, that sounds awesome. Did you take your whole crew?
Yeah, I had a bunch of people. We had like 7 people that went, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. We also did the Epcot Food and Wine Fest.
Oh, yes. That's always a good time.
Which was fantastic.
Yep.
We just kind of ate and drank around the world.
What was your favorite world area to eat? Like, what was your favorite dish?
Oh, man. That's really hard. I have to consult my passport.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different things.
Yeah. I actually have to say one of the best things is actually in Canada. They have this cheddar cheese soup.
Oh, yeah. That's from Le Cellier. Oh, yeah.
So good.
We get that for Thanksgiving because we eat at the steakhouse there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's so much stuff and from all over, and all different kinds of wines and beer and food. And
oh, did you have the grapefruit beer in Germany?
I did. I think I had it last.
It's in their regular area. It's not a food and wine thing.
Is it in like a peachy color can?
No. It's on tap.
Oh, okay.
I think I've had that before.
It is so good. Wow. Yeah.
So this is going on until November 6th. I'm about to go to this.
Yeah, yes. It's fun. It's right. It goes on until right before Thanksgiving.
It's it's amazing. Like it's just like everyone needs to go. If you like food and or booze, just go.
Flower and Garden has a lot of food now too.
Oh yeah.
That it's not as extensive as Food and Wine. Mm. But it has a lot of stuff now, too. It has a lot of food and other things in it. Plus, the flower and garden stuff as well.
Yeah, last time we went, the flower and garden festival was going on. And it was, it was pretty. But
they've, in the past few years, they've added food booths and stuff like that to it. So they've added some more and more things to, you know, because they're trying to spread the crowds out through the year, I guess is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're going at what is that? Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was last weekend.
Real thanks. Real.
No, we give thanks for the harvest. It's at harvest time. Hello.
For the harvest. Yeah, well, we're further south. Don't forget.
I'm thankful for the apples off my tree.
That's it.
And the pumpkins that I grew. They did not get very big because we were on water restrictions this year.
Oh.
It was a very hot summer. So it's okay, though. We got lots of good food out of the garden.
Oh, that's right.
We grew.
So how was Canadian Thanksgiving?
It was tasty.
Tasty.
Dave made a turkey. I ate it. It was good. It was just the two of us, actually. We just hung out and laid low and ate turkey and stuffing, Brussels sprouts. It was good. It's very tasty. but apart from that, we just didn't do very much. So. Which was nice.
Just relax.
That's what you're supposed to not do anything.
That's the idea.
Yeah. We didn't watch any sports. In fact, we had dinner on Sunday, and then on Monday, Dave was working, and he went to bed early, so I think I had raisin toast for Thanksgiving dinner, actually. And I was perfectly okay with that. It was fine. So, yay Thanksgiving. We don't usually have such a low-key Thanksgiving. It's usually a bigger deal, but this year, low-key. Anyway. And not like Thor's brother.
Not low-key. Low-key.
Anyway, nobody's got music to talk about? No music?
No, but I do want to talk about Back to the Future because...
Oh, Back to the Future, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So this is the year, well, the month and the year.
Is it actually this time?
This is the real one. Not those stupid people posting on Facebook that, God, I would scream in my head every single time because it's like I'm like a huge nerd and I know the date. And there's like this generator online where you could just basically make the screenshot with whatever date you want.
Yes, yeah.
Really frustrating. But this is the real one. October 21st, 2015. It's coming up soon.
Hmm.
They're actually playing Back to the Future 2 for one day only on the 21st in theaters. So I will be there.
Nice. Why two and not one?
Yeah.
Well, two because that's the movie that he came back in. So
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think some places I've heard of doing like all three or the first two, but like officially it's only the second one.
Okay, this is the one with the hoverboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The one where they arrive in 2015, and it's up. You know, there's like flying cars and hoverboards and, hologram movies, and stuff. The future that we do not have this year. I'm very yeah. sad. About.
If they make more Back to the Future, do you think we can also revive Huey Lewis's career?
I guess it's possible.
That would be amazing. Huey Lewis? I don't know. I thought he was more like, I'm going to check.
He's around.
Yeah. He still performs.
Yeah. I saw him in concert last year.
Hmm.
Yeah. Also coming out is actually, there's a documentary I actually kickstarted called Back in Time. So it's like a documentary on the making of Back to the Future and has a lot of interviews and stuff. So that should be cool as well. And they're also doing like a tour, like they're like doing like a tour, I guess, where they're showing the movie, but they have like some actor, very, very minor actors from the movie that are going around with them. And I guess like the Hover DeLorean and stuff and other fun stuff. But I'm actually having a party this upcoming weekend, like a Back to the Future themed costume party.
Oh, fun.
So it's like, kind of dress. You can either dress as a character or you could dress from like any of the, like 50s, 80s, 2015, whatever. It's like even Western. Like there's like, it makes for a good costume party because there's so many different, types mm-hmm. of costumes. So that should be tons of fun. And actually, I just got confirmation that I will be having a DeLorean stop by.
Awesome.
That day. Yeah, I was like, it's like someone that my friend knows and trying to get them to come and bring the car and stuff. So that is happening. So that's exciting. So should be fun. Should be some fun pictures coming up. Awesome. But yeah, very excited.
Use Instagram. Yeah. Get on Instagram.
Sometimes I do. Yeah, lots of fun. It's fun to have, you know, all this Back to the Future stuff. And this is it though, because like there's nothing else, nothing notable after this, which is kind of depressing. But you know, there was some other fun stuff. Like Pepsi came out with, well, they had it at New York Comic Con, but they're gonna be selling it like limited edition Pepsi Perfect bottles.
I saw those. That was really cool. Yeah.
Pepsi which Perfect. I really would like to get my hands on. I've not been able to get as of now. That would be cool. Nike is supposed to be coming out with the self-lacing shoes. They said it in January.
Self-lacing? How are they going to do that?
Yeah, like power lacing shoes. Because they had made, a few years ago, they had made like regular versions, just kind of like replicas that don't actually work. But in 2015, they were supposed to make actual power lacing shoes. In January, they said they were going to do it. But we have to hear anything so far, and the time's ticking, so I don't know.
Self-lacing shoes. We will be floating on our fat people mats in no time. In no time. We're horrifying, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. It's getting...
I have to press this button? Are you kidding me? Press the button?
Press the button.
And that's way too much work. I just want to talk to the button. It can press itself.
Yeah.
That's what's happening to us.
Wally is coming true.
Oh, true, God, yeah.
Wally and Idiocracy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, well, what are we going to do?
It's true.
Steph, you're the only one that saw a movie from the looks of things.
Yeah, I saw The Walk. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. The Twin Towers movie.
Yeah. Did y'all see the documentary?
Man on Wire.
Yes.
I believe I did see it on, it was on Netflix for a while, right?
I don't know.
I think a while back it was, yeah.
Yeah. The Wire, it's the, you know, the dramatized version,
with
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He is adorable because the character of Philippe Petit, he's this, you know, this just delightful French man who was a tightrope walker, and he decided, this was like 1970?
71, 72, something like that.
Whenever the Twin Towers were built, he decided that he was going to fly to New York and walk across. And so it's like a heist, and Robert Zemeckis, he's the one that directed it, right?
Yes.
And it uses the IMAX, which, you know, we don't have actual IMAX here. We have it's just useless, the IMAX. Yeah. Don't even bother. So, yeah, it's cute. It was all right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
so
and I was gonna
go see it in the theater.
I mean, maybe if you have actual IMAX, maybe. Because they were saying that people were leaving because they were getting sick from it, and I did not even get any. Like, I didn't even realize I was watching IMAX.
Yeah, a lot of IMAX are not real IMAX. It's just like,
it's a ripoff. And yeah, I was started to go to the movies today, but there's nothing out that I want to see.
I really want to see The Martian, but I haven't had a chance to go.
Yeah, I want to see it, but I'm kind of saving it for my husband to watch. So I probably won't ever see it.
That's like me. Eventually, I just sneak stuff because I'm like, if I have to wait for you forever, it's never going to happen. So yeah. I'm not going to. I've literally stopped watching shows because he's watching them with me. But he never does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, I want to watch this show, so I'm just doing it in private. Hiding TV. You know how some women shop and hide it from their husband? I watch television. Star Wars Battlefront Beta.
Oh yeah, I'll just talk about this quickly, but you know, we don't really talk about games that much, but
we could.
That looks incredible, though.
It looks really cool. Yeah. So like, this is why it's kind of funny for me, because like I don't play online like games.
Yeah. Me so either, yeah.
Yeah. So that part of me was like, ugh. But then it was like, oh, it's Star Wars. So I'm like, ah. So I have to try it. So there was a beta on PS4. So I was like, all right, I can try this, you know, for free and see what it's all about. And here's what I like about it better than like a lot of those other, you know, first person online shooter games, is that it's a much bigger scale, and it's like you can even if you die a lot, which I did, it's not frustrating, because you come back so quickly, and there's more of a sense of like, all right, like there's tons of like, you know, like I'm a stormtrooper, right? So like there's tons of me. Like it's real, like you don't feel that connected to your character where, you know, it's frustrating if you die, because it's just like, all right, like, and you know, I can kill some people, blah, 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 and then I get shot. All right, well then I'm back in it like right away again. So it's kind of like, you know, it's just you're constantly playing. So it's not that frustrating to die a lot. You know, I'm sure like you get better with time, but like, you know, I was always one of those people, like I don't have enough time to sit there and master these games. So like something like Halo or Call of Duty, like they're not fun for me, because I don't have the time to spend to get good enough where I could enjoy the game, because I just get creamed over and over again.
Right.
But this was still fun, you know. They also have like power ups, so like, you know, you could be a soldier or a stormtrooper, and then all of a sudden you get a power up and you're flying a TIE fighter, or you're piloting an AT-AT, you know.
Okay.
So that's, or you can also become a hero. So if you're on the dark side, the Empire, you play as Darth Vader, or, you know, if you're the Rebels, Luke Skywalker. So you could be, you know, a normal guy and then get these power ups and play, you know, something else for a short time. So it's got that kind of element to it that makes it kind of more interesting. But I mean, it was fun, but I'm still on the fence, because it's still mainly a multiplayer game. And I tend to like the games with, you know, like stories and things that actually end. And I don't know. It just, it was fun, but it's, I don't know if it's still quite my, even though I love Star Wars, it's not quite my.
Yeah, not quite your thing.
You know, is it going to be worth $60 to me? Like, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, but it looks beautiful. It is a lot of fun. As someone who doesn't like those kind of games, usually it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not big on those either, because I end up against like 15-year-olds who play 27
hours
a day. Yeah,
that's my main problem.
And wipe you out in 4 seconds.
Right.
Can you put together like an old timers league like they do in soccer?
You need it. You need it. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You know, you move a little slower than the 12-year-old.
It is true.
Totally okay.
It does still have the same, you know, kind of things where, you know, you could be playing as Luke Skywalker and then you get killed and then you get teabagged by a bunch of stormtroopers. That still happens in game. Yeah. So. But yeah, it's I think it's coming out in November 17th. So
okay,
pretty soon. But I'm gonna be playing Fallout. So
yeah. Oh, speaking
that's
of that,
another reason why
I pre-ordered the what was that called? Oh, the Xbox One bundle I pre-ordered.
Oh right,
the Fallout 4 Xbox Fallout. One bundle.
That's a pretty good bundle.
Yeah, yeah, for the 1 terabyte, $399 plus the game. I thought that was fair.
Yeah,
deal.
That's pretty good.
Because I would have had to upgrade my computer anyway to play it, so it would have cost me more than $399 to play the game anyway. So.
Right, and you get a whole system.
Yeah, and I get this. I was going to buy it eventually. I was just waiting for something that I really, really wanted to get it, and so that worked out well.
Yeah, I'm really like. Not to go, this is like a preview of, if you want to hear more about Fallout, check out the Fallout feed.
It's true.
but I'm really tempted, because I have pre-ordered that you know, special edition.
Oh yeah, yep.
And but like they're going for like so much money online, and it's like, how much do I really want this? You know, I think I'm going to keep it, but you know, it's just the temptation is there, you know. It's like, I don't really need all this stuff. Like, I think it was going down now, but I think at one point they were selling for like $400.
Oh, no shit. On eBay or something.
Yeah, on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah. And people, what they're doing is they bought it on Amazon, right? And all they have to do
is get it shipped to the person.
Yeah. All they do is change your shipping address. So you literally have you just collect money.
You don't even have to handle it. Yep.
No, you don't have to handle the package. You just get it shipped directly. The person gets it on release day, mm-hmm. which is, that's why it makes it more tempting, because it's like, well, you know, but lately it seemed to have died down a little bit, and it's not really worth it. Like, you know, if you're really, and plus it's kind of a shitty thing to do in the first place. So it's kind of like that balance between, you know, I mean, it is, but it isn't, because if people are really like, it's not, you're not forcing people to pay that much money for it.
No, it's their choice, you know,
it's their choice
whether they want to, you know, pay for it or not.
I will probably hold on to it.
I picked up the Loot Crate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, before it went on sale again for the second time. But I'm going to use that for something else. So
yeah, that was a cool idea.
So that'll be for the charity event in November.
Nice. That was a little mini Fallout feed for everyone.
Yes, there we go. Mini Fallout feed. We'll talk about that afterwards. Never mind.
do you want to pimp something from ASA?
Oh, no. That was a scheduling thing I was going to talk to Rob about. But But yes, if Steph, you too, if you're welcome. Michaela, obviously, Rob. I know it's a weekend, so. But was it November 14th? Going to do a 12-hour streaming, podcasting, a little bit of everything to raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Oh, awesome. So, oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that on November 14th. And I don't really have a schedule or anything yet, other than 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Put a link in the group maybe when you get it.
Well, yeah, I got to start. Now that we're like a month out, I got to kind of break it down and figure out exactly what's going to happen. So, but 12 hours is not that long, so shouldn't be that big deal. But I'd like to have more people hop in just to expose it more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To raise some more money for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So,
yeah. Maybe Steph and Robin could come on.
I don't know about Robin.
Oh, no.
No. As always, anybody that we know is welcome, of course. And you know,
except me.
Except for Mikhail. No Canadians.
That's right.
No Canadians at all. But yeah, no, that was that. But I think that's all the gaming stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep it short. Really, we'll ease into it. You know, we don't want to like video game overload people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what we are going to do, though? We're going to TV overload.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't
shove
have
that TV
to talk about all these things. Ooh, Rob.
Oh, sorry. I mean.
Oh, all right, then. I'm just going to have a drink. Maybe a cigarette. All right. So I don't smoke. And so I'm sure Steph would give me shit if I smoked right now with this cough anyway. So let's talk about all of these things. Now, because Robin was here last time and he was so awesome about all of the TV that was happening, I sat down and recorded a lot of it, and I've been trying to give everything a couple of episodes, you know, like how you guys used to do on Steph and Dez.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
trying to give it like each thing a couple of episodes. So there's some stuff that it's already kind of sliding off my plate a little bit. And then some mm-hmm. stuff that I'm really enjoying. So, yeah, I got lots of TV to talk about.
Sliding off the plate a little already.
A little already, yeah. One of those might be Grindr.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well,
it seemed like a good concept. I just everything I've heard hasn't been good. So
the biggest issue I have with it is that three episodes in, the jokes are old.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Okay. Grandfathered and the Grindr, those pilots were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is every episode is the same character beats.
Oh, yeah, that stinks.
And the father on the grandfather on the Grindr. Nobody would act like that. Nobody who's a professional lawyer would act like that and be like totally laissez-faire about the situation, about thinking their son, the like this, it was just ridiculous to me. And no one who's run a law firm for that long would be that way.
It's ridiculous that, and here's the thing, that everybody is amused by Rob Lowe. Everybody thinks, I guess they're starstruck. Even his father, his own father, is like starstruck. Yeah. They're like, oh, this is the greatest. And then Fred Savage is the only one who is like, this is not a good idea. We should not, you know, give in to his whatever
charisma or his
fantasies or whatever's going on. Yeah.
I mean, even a judge is like, well, I'll allow it because you're the grinder. Well,
yeah.
What? I mean, I understand it's a comedy. I get that. But the jokes are getting a little bit tired already, I think, for me.
So. Yeah, these shows, I don't know. I was wondering how these pilots are going to be shows. There's no show here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I asked Jessica what she thought about it because she's a Fred Savage fan, and she said that she is liking it, but she wouldn't cry if it got canceled. So that's too bad because, you know, but Rob Lowe is just playing that. I mean, the thing about, you know, how he's corrupting the children is kind of amusing. I do like that a little bit. He's like teaching the children like the worst ethics possible. You know? So that's funny. But apart
from
that,
I like that kid. I like the son. He's
The little redheaded.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Yeah. I think it's kind of blondish.
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually kids are, it's so hard to watch children act, but I like him.
I'm trying to remember if that little blonde girl was on. Is that the, I've watched so much new stuff, honest to God, it's all
the daughter in my brain. I think she is blonde. She's older.
They've got she's an older like a, daughter, and then they've got a daughter with ringlets.
No, they have a
different thing.
They have an older daughter that's like a teenager, and then the son is like elementary school.
Right. Yeah, I've got two shows mixed up together in my brain. I think I'm thinking of a little girl in Life in Pieces. Is anybody watching Life in Pieces?
No.
No.
What was that?
It's like a Modern Family kind of take.
Ah. Oh.
But it's really funny. It's got Tom Hanks's kids in it. And Barbara Streisand's husband's in it. Like, I don't know. These people have their own names, too, just so you know.
They do. James Brolin.
James Brolin. Yeah.
And he's hilarious. All of the characters. Marie from, Hank's wife? She's in it.
Oh, wow.
You know,
there
Breaking
you go.
Bad Marie.
Yes. Yes.
Hank's wife. Sorry. I don't know how long I can keep that up for. Pieces. It's funny. I LOL, like actually laugh out loud about it.
Big Jim's
Betsy Brant
wife.
And Colin Hanks. And the kids are funny. All of them. It's good. I like it. So I wasn't even gonna watch it. I was like, nah, I already got Modern Family. It's kind of the same thing. But this is funny. So yeah.
I just can't watch CBS shows. Can't do it.
Dave watches them, so they're there. Like, we're still watching Big Bang Theory, even though I'm horrified, but it's still on my television, so we watch it. You know, I just, most of the time, I have to watch things from CBS or Alaska. Like, they're either from CBS or in Alaska.
Yeah.
That's all. Or on the Cooking Channel. That's all I get. So, you know, but when I spend time with my husband, that's what I watch. Fear the Walking Dead wrapped up.
Yeah, it set records. Like, it was a really high-rated show.
I never finished it.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed the finale of it, definitely.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it just, we're going to get to it. Just haven't gotten to it yet. You know, one of those kind of things.
That's one of those things where I was going to wait and see it and if it's actually worth it. Because it wasn't that. The pilot was kind of for me, so it wasn't like, all right, I wasn't going to put the time into it.
I think a lot of people had a hard time with it because they, like, for me, I felt like I was getting frustrated because they didn't know what we know. So it was like, this is so slow. Why is this so slow? Why are these people so dumb? Why would you approach the guy eating his dog?
Well, they don't know any. Yeah,
they don't know, right? But I was like, this is really making me feel stupid. Why would you approach someone who's eating their dog? You wouldn't do that. But you would, Maybe he's leaning over his dog to give it CPR. Like, who knows, right? Because they're not coming from where we're coming from.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a dog fighting ring in my kitchen. I don't know. I'm sorry if you can hear that. I apologize. I'm sure it won't stop anytime soon.
Well, I was just pleasantly surprised with it because I did not need any more zombies in my life. You know, this was not a show I needed.
Yeah.
But I like it better than Walking Dead.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't care for Walking Dead.
Oh, well, that's a problem. See, now, if you had a show where you talked about television.
Yeah, then you would know that.
You would know that. Have you seen it, Rob? Are you done? Are you?
No, you haven't watched it yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'd give it a chance. I mean, there's definitely some interesting characters in it. Mr. Salazar being one of them. Well, yeah. So there's some interesting things in it, too. Like, you know, like there's the whole, you know, military end of it and stuff like that. So interesting. Yeah. I thought it was good. I'm looking forward to next season.
They're doing a talk, I guess. I don't know if they're calling it Fear the Talking Dead or what. But there's going to be a Talking Dead.
For the next season?
Yeah.
I guess that fills a block of time for AMC, so.
And a lot of people watch it, I guess, so working out well for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in general, for all their shows, they seem to do it quite a bit.
I'm actually curious to see what the season two numbers are, because I think it was so high because of
The Walking Dead,
how popular The Walking Dead is. Mm-hmm. But now that people have, like, seen it, like, I'm curious to see what the drop-off is. I mean, it always drops, but I want to see how many people actually come back to season two.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Is it going to butt up against the second half of Walking Dead whenever that comes back next year? I would assume it would run into that.
Maybe, or they might do it all. Like, they might alternate off. So it might be like now Fear the Walking Dead is done, Walking Dead's now on. And then maybe when that's done, the second half of this is on. And then.
Yeah, I don't know when they. Well, because usually. Because when's Walking Dead usually come back? Spring or something? Late winter, whatever it is. So, yeah, I guess it would fill in the gap there once you get past the holidays.
Mm. It probably won't air them consecutively. Like the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would doubt that. That wouldn't make any sense. Maybe they'll have a crossover.
No. I saw that zombie on the fair.
Oh, that would be terrible. No crossovers. Don't do crossovers. Stop.
Film it at the same time. Just use all the same zombies. Save on makeup costs.
Rob, how was American Horror Story Hotel?
I watched the pilot too.
So. Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay.
I just watched the second one yesterday. I really like it. Okay. Like, go ahead.
Last year, I didn't make it more than a few episodes. I was just bored with it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. I only really watched. I watched the first season and I watched Coven.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the first three. I liked the first three enough. You know, they were entertaining.
Yeah. This one, I mean, it grabbed me right away. I think the characters are real strong this time. Whereas, like, you know, like in Coven, like it was okay, but like it just wasn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was just.
Yeah, it didn't really grab me as much. I mean, I think like this one just grabbed me much quicker.
This is really, it's really scary and eerie and sick.
It's really sick. Yeah, it's really sick.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch this one.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Which is the same reason I couldn't get through more than one episode, and I've never seen any of them. And I thought, well, everyone raves, I'm gonna try this show. Bad episode to start with, maybe, I don't know, but.
First season wasn't as like crazy gory as some of the other seasons.
It was more creepy.
It was more creepy, So you might do better with that one. That was actually very good.
Yeah, this is full on like. Gosh, like
slasher horror.
Not even but like
mind fuck.
Like really pointy heart strap on.
Oh god! Like, right. Yeah,
that's a bad trip. Like,
this. It will make you cringe. This season will make you cringe.
Oh, there you go.
I think in a good way.
Oh, that's good.
Vampires and children who suck blood and
creepy children.
Yeah, creepy children.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe they can show this on television.
Yeah, I think it really does kind of push it. And you know what's strange too is that, so you know, I know the first episode was long, but the second episode was an hour and 42 minutes.
All right, yeah, we need to talk about that. This is something I have a pet peeve.
I'm confused. Like, why?
Stop with the long premieres. Stop with the random length episodes.
The premieres are one thing. Like, that's one thing. But, like, now I expect them to all be an hour. And this
I was wondering about that. Will the next episode be over an hour? That's why.
Yeah, it's a little too much. Like,
it's just too long. That's, exactly.
And what a weird time. Like, they didn't, like, cut it down to an hour and a half. Like, it's just, like.
Yeah, it's just random.
Really strange. Yeah, I mean, I hope the rest of them are just an hour consistently. That'd be better.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, where it runs like a little over an hour TV time. Yeah, that's fine. But it's an hour show. Yeah.
Almost 2 hours for the second episode. That's really strange.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But yeah, I like it. I think Lady Gaga's awesome in it.
Oh,
okay. Like, I really like her.
At first, I just wasn't sure because like, I had saw no promos released, and she was a little stiff, I thought, at first, but I don't know. She's a presence on screen.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fashion and just this, like, presentation.
Yeah.
Just very visual. So, yeah.
That's a really good, perfect response to it.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Oh man.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm liking it so far, and it's something that it's good enough for me that I can, you know, with my busy schedule, I will, you know, make it a point to watch it. There's very few shows that can like keep my attention that like I will give the time for.
Yeah, I'm really short on shows this start of the year.
Yeah. Like I watched the first episode of Minority Report.
Oh yeah.
Just because I was like, all right, you know, I like this movie, kind of thing, and I like the movie a lot, so I was like, all right, let's see. But it just wasn't. I just can't see how it's going to make for a good enough show.
Yeah.
Keep me interested. So I don't, you know.
I'm three in, and quite frankly, between Blindspot, Minority Report, Blacklist, they're all the same show.
Mm.
You know, they're all the same show. It's, you know, it's a cop drama weekly with Castle, you can add to that, a chick and a dude. And,
you know. Bones. Is Bones still on?
And Bones. Well, Bones, you know.
Rosewood. So, don't forget Rosewood.
Oh, Rosewood. So pretty much just pick one or two of them, I guess, and whichever one you like the best. So, I mean, we've already got Blind Spot, we've already got The Blacklist, which is another one, which I kind of tapered off that one even, you know. Like I said, it's another Dave show. It's on the TV. But I'm going to probably watch Minority Report a couple of more. Blind Spot, I don't know. Is anyone else watching Blind Spot?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, every single episode is the, who am I? They find someone who knows who she is, and that person gets killed, and then they thought maybe they knew who she was through DNA, and then maybe that's not true because her DNA has been tampered with, and then so for one show they knew who she was, and the next show they didn't know who she was anymore. So I'm just like, that's gonna get old pretty quickly too. So I'm gonna give it one more. I'm having a hard time letting go. Can you tell? Things. Like, I'm just gonna give it one more.
You know? Oh God.
Minority Report. I'll keep watching. I'm just deleting these as we go because I don't know. We don't want to talk about them every single week. What else? What's The Last Kingdom?
Oh, that's the ad I've been seeing on BBC America, right?
Yeah, it's BBC America's Vikings.
Is it good or better?
It's low. It's lower budget, less production value than Vikings, but we were following this kid who was like, you know, it's the Anglos, the English, and then the Danes, and this English kid, he's like a Lord or something, and he gets captured, and he grows up. The man that adopts him throws him in the river. Well, then when he comes out of the water, he's a grown man, and he is beautiful.
No.
and so I was hooked.
Nice.
Because it's like, you know, it's like, where does his allegiance lie?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, is that like on it. Netflix Thumbs or?
It's on BBC America.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll check it out.
See Rutger Hauer. Okay. Rutger Hauer is a Viking. That's a positive.
So Heroes Reborn, how is it?
The first episode was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept adding characters, and I was like, oh, I can't keep up with all these characters. Too many.
Oh, they
character
did that
overload.
They did that again?
Yes.
That's what they killed it the first time.
Yeah. And then I watched the second episode, and then I couldn't remember if I watched the third episode. I went back on demand and watched it, and I realized I had watched it.
Oh, jeez.
But didn't
That's
remember it.
Oh, boy.
I enjoyed this so much.
And then the next episode, I just said, stop. I can't. And then I realized that it was, I thought it was going to be like a limited run. Like
That's what
like
I thought,
series.
Too. Yeah.
No, it's like a whole series.
Oh, God. Never mind then.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. They've already proven they can't do a full series, so why do I need to see them try again?
I don't know.
Maybe Jamie will write in and tell us why.
That's good. That's true.
You know, seeing Noah was great the first couple of episodes,
yeah.
And then the affection that I have for Noah Bennett, it only took me so far.
It didn't take you far enough, yeah.
No, can't do it.
And then there's a Zachary Levi storyline, too, that's separate from that stuff with his wife in the show.
She's awful.
Isn't she awful? Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not watching this. Good call.
Good call.
Good one there.
Yeah.
So let's stay on bringing things back to life. The Muppets.
Uh-huh.
I'm enjoying The Muppets.
I am too. I like it. I think it's fun. It's short. It's really short, but
yeah.
It's a typical half hour show, right? So like 22, 23 minutes,
exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah.
So I think it's fun. I'm enjoying it. And I like kind of see, to me, it feels like I don't see it, whereas other people are criticizing it for like being like, oh, like they're acting all like adult now,
but
like
the Muppets always were.
They all kind of were.
The 70s show kind of was back in the 70s or early 80s.
And it feels to me like they, like every time we've seen them, they were like acting or they were doing a show. So like
they were
acting PC, but like this is kind of them, like, you know, when the camera's turned off, or well, it's not really turned off, but like, you know, behind the scenes, like this is them as they actually are.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
they all
behind
went to the
scenes.
Bar together
yeah,
and got
yeah exactly.
Albums, yeah.
Yeah.
They went to the bar,
which they did. So I really like it. I'm enjoying it so far.
Me too. Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
When Miss Piggy made the joke about Josh Groban spending the night at her house, I was like, I'm out.
Everybody likes those soft puppets.
Oh, God.
And everybody likes bacon. So... She's a double whammy. Just saying. Well, not everyone likes bacon. Sorry. My husband does not. Which just means I get all the bacon. Okay. What else?
Well, you guys don't have real bacon, though.
Sure we do.
What's it called?
Bacon.
American bacon?
American
it's called
bacon.
Canadian bacon in Canada. Called Canadian bacon. Or actually back bacon. Back bacon is Canadian bacon, I guess. But we just eat the stuff in strips.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Like everybody else, yeah. The normal bacon, not ham.
If I want like Canadian bacon on a pizza, maybe.
Ugh.
What?
That sounds pretty much like the worst thing ever.
No. Let's talk about The Walking Dead. From fried meat to The Walking Dead.
Prime.
Go ahead. I'm going to...
1.0.
Let me know when you're done.
Okay. So just, you're not watching at all?
No, I'm going to watch. I haven't seen this episode yet. I was just busy. Okay. Just type into the document, done, and I will turn my headphones back on.
Okay.
Because I have the document up in front of me. So.
Okay. Is anybody else watching Walking Dead?
Yeah, we watched the premiere, and that was a very ambitious premiere.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how they're kind of like getting right to it. Like they're not wasting any time. I think they definitely learned from, you know, past critiques of like where they just everything was just moving so slow.
Yeah.
But the pacing feels good because I mean, who really wants to see them sit there in Alexandria for so long? You know, like it's. I like that things are kind of getting moving.
Mm-hmm. The last episode was a little bit interesting, but it was pretty much, you know, it was a pretty slow episode because they were just moving zombies around. but horn honkers at the end, there's a lot of question about who that might be. I think that's got to be the wolves, right? The werewolf thingies?
Probably.
Right?
I feel like they're going to be a big part of this season.
I hope so because they're scary. That mindset that they have is very scary, I think.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I think they're not out to help their fellow man. They're out to make their fellow man into zombies.
Yeah.
So, and the zombie pit was amazing. So.
Yeah, that was cool.
The quarry of zombies. Very cool. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to the rest of this season, and I'm glad to see that they're not taking their time and that they're not going to stick around long. So, from the previews, it looks good. Mm-hmm. Shall I type done? Are we done?
We're done.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the best new show, the most fun, the only new show other than The Last Kingdom that I'm watching. Scream Queens is so much fun.
It really is.
I tried to watch. I'm like conflicted because like I watched the first episode and like I know it's supposed to be kind of like a like it's kind of making fun of sororities and stuff, but like I just got so annoyed at. I mean, I guess that's saying like you know, it's. The portrayal is good because I got annoyed at the character enough that I was like she's such a bitch and I don't want to watch it. You know,
I enjoyed Emma Roberts' own American Horror Story Coven as being the hateful, you know, young girl, and this is almost the same thing. And I like her.
Yeah.
And Rachel Berry in her back brace. Amazing.
Yeah. The girl that like blogs about candles and the deaf Taylor Swift fan. Oh my God.
Oh, that's pretty hilarious. Funny,
yeah. Oh, Scream Queens.
Mm. And the security guard woman. And I love it. I think it's really funny. And Jamie Lee Curtis. She's so good. Mm-hmm. She's like, there's nothing going on here. Just look the other way.
And the frat guy, what's his name, Brad?
Oh, the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, he's hilarious. He is hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I like that show a lot. So I watched the first episode and then I went into the group and went, Stephanie, what do you think about this show?
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Anyway, yeah, I would check out Scream Queens. I enjoyed Glee. I don't remember if I watched the end of Glee, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't think I did. I think my PVR
ate
the last season.
No, you got to watch the finale. It was fantastic.
Really? Okay. If you say so, I will trust you.
Wow.
Get right on that. So are you watching this? You're not watching this, are you, Michael?
I saw the first one.
Yeah, and you just couldn't do it.
No, it was I liked it. It was entertaining. Okay. I just haven't gotten around. Like I said, it's been the baseball playoffs are on.
Stop living life. Hello.
Yeah, I've had stuff to do. NBA season is starting. I've been watching preseason basketball. I've been playing a lot of games. I've been going outside because it's really nice. So
that's weird, outside, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you with your life.
So you know these things all interfere. Fall is tough because it's so nice out. So fall TV is tough for me. Yeah. I usually catch up a little later on when it's more crappy out.
Yep. I hear ya. Yeah, I'm enjoying Scream Queens too, defo. Definitely. Check it out. It has a sick sense of humor, that's for sure. As do I. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Okay, I did not want to watch this because she just looks so undignified. Like, I feel so sorry for her.
I didn't know anything about this show, and I thought, oh, well, based on that title, I'm not watching it. Like, how stupid. I watched Buffy, hello. You'd think I'd know not to judge a book by its cover. But I thought it was really good. Actually, I made Dave watch it. I was like, you have to love this show because this is my new favorite thing in the whole world and you're watching it with me. I cannot get that. West Covina. I cannot get it out of my head. I woke up this morning and my brain was already singing it. It was scary. But it's got just the right amount of quirk for me. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I hope it can follow through and doesn't get boring. But I love musicals. I love quirky shit. And yeah, it's got me written all over it.
Yeah, apparently this comedian was like a internet superstar with her songs she sang about her ex-boyfriends. And that's how she got this show. And I mean, I guess I should give it a chance because it's the CW's only new show, so, and you know, nobody is watching the CW. The iZombie ratings and the Jane the Virgin ratings are so low.
Which is hilarious, because every single time Dave walks the room, he looks at it and goes, CW again? I'm like, the original Vampire
Diaries. Well, even Arrow and Flash don't get huge, big ratings or anything.
Anyway, check out Crazy Ex-Girlfriend because, you know, if you like anything I like, this is, I love, this is, I like
well,
this a lot.
I'll watch it then.
Yeah. I just, poor Josh, that's all I can say. Watch
that's
out, Josh.
That's the ex-boyfriend?
Yep. Watch out, Josh. You know, and they say twice in this show, circle back around, which I've heard in other shows too, so it must be a saying that's going around wherever these writers are writing. I don't know. Watch out for it. Like, we're going to circle back around to that. You're going to hear it a lot. Heard it three times already this season in two different shows. There's humor, quotations, humor. Like, she moves and her boss is getting divorced and he's highly inappropriate and hilarious. And he'll say, well, my wife's got this Jewish lawyer and he's really tough. But her Jew went to so-and-so, and my Jew went to Harvard. So she's like, well, I'm Jewish. And he's like, yeah, my Jew went to Harvard. So she's walking out of his office, and she goes, so yeah, the Jew thing. We're going to have to circle back around to that. That's something we're going to have to talk about. It's really funny,
God.
The way it's written.
But, yeah, like, I'll say something, and then I'll hear somebody else say it, and I'll think, well, I must have heard that from somebody else, so it must be like I said something was on point.
Yeah.
And then heard somebody, so this must be a phrase that's
going around
in style right now or something.
Yeah, your hair's on point. What? I've seen people in comments write, your eyebrows are on point.
What? Yeah, well, I think it's a less douchey way of saying on fleek.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't like that at all. I've never even heard that, and I already reject it.
That's what the kids are saying.
Oh, I'm so old. I don't know about the unplugging your TV and going on the YouTube. I don't know about it, any of it anymore, apparently. I'm very old. Anyway, yeah. What else?
I just want to talk about a couple of things. Manhattan, the second season is starting this week. It's on WGN. I know most people don't know what that is.
I have that channel, I think. It's like...
It's a Chicago channel originally.
Yeah. But it's the story of how they... of the atom bomb.
Okay.
And it's... I mean, it's kind of... Not really hard to watch. It's kind of dry, but it's melodramatic. It's just about these families who have to move to this desert town that's... like the military has this desert town out in... Arizona?
New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah. And so it's great. It has, like, you know, great actors that you've seen in. Oh, the executive producer is one of the producers from The West Wing. So, oh, no Aaron Sorkin dialogue, but, you know, that kind of drama.
Right. Speaking of Aaron Sorkin, is The Newsroom not coming back?
No, it's done. Yeah.
It's canceled. Yeah.
It got canceled?
Yeah.
Really? I'm surprised by that. Well, there you go. The Daily Show. Trevor Noah took over. Anybody watching it?
No.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
He's really funny. I like him a lot. He's really funny because he has a very different sensibility because he's not American. So it's funny when he'll say, you know, like he'll talk about America. He doesn't say we. He says you. So it's kind of different. It's just a different take
and
he has on things.
And he seems to be, he like he laughs at his jokes. Like he smiles. I've just seen, you know, clips here and there. Whereas Jon Stewart didn't laugh at his jokes very often.
Yeah. I really like him. I think he's really funny. And I think he's got a bit of a learning curve going on. But he's going to do really, really well, I think. I think he's going to do really well. I'm looking forward to watching it.
It's probably still the same writers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's
a lot
the
of
same
people stayed.
Political
yeah.
team and everything, yeah. right? Like all the same correspondents and everything.
Oh, didn't a couple, didn't B, what's her name? Samantha B, didn't she leave?
I don't know all of the gory details because I didn't watch The Daily Show with Jon Stewart that often.
I know she has a show coming out.
Right. What about The Late Show with Colbert? Anybody watching that?
Yeah, I've seen a few. Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
It's really interesting because his musical guest isn't always necessarily a band, and he's got a lot of people from the technology industry
yes.
on. And
they just
got,
had the Zelda or like orchestra like on the show, which is really cool. And like something like I've never seen that like on a late night show. You know, to have like a you know video game tour thing.
Yeah,
on, which
he
is
had
cool.
a phenomenal tap dancer on last night.
Yeah, that too. That was neat. Like, it was different.
Yeah. And the guy who created GoPro.
Yeah.
That was his, and an act, I can't remember who the actor was now, but those were the people he had on his show last night. So every night's kind of, you never know what you're going to get. It's really interesting.
Yeah. He, you know, I used to think that Conan had the interest of young people, that he was the young person's talk show host. But really, Conan kind of has a corny sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Colbert has he's like more relatable to us, to people like us.
Yeah, absolutely. He has he generally has the same take on things that I do, so that's nice. Mm-hmm. You know? Like I said, I don't want my mind expanded too much. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of his band, unfortunately. Colbert's band.
Oh yeah, all right.
Yeah, but good. You know what? I don't like someone. A guest comes out and they're playing classical music, and it's just kind of out of place. And one of the guests even said, "What is that? Like, what are you playing?"
Oh god!
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, play it's some freaking strange. It's hard to. There's some really good late night bands. You know, like it's hard to
The Roots.
Yeah, The Roots. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we watch Fallon and we watch Colbert.
Yeah.
Because they're both kind of more, that was kind of more what I was expecting from Neil Patrick Harris's show. You know, like more variety and less of what the hell he's, I don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure, but I'm out.
Oh, really?
The Neil Patrick Harris show.
Wow, if you're out, my God.
Well, you know, like they'll have a famous person come on and then like from the 70s and they'll sing karaoke, like then the person at home has to fill in the word for $1,000. Like it's just, I don't know,
a little too much.
If you're gonna do a variety show,
do a variety
there's a
show.
Million yeah. really cool talented things you can do.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea of a variety show. Yeah, and I was like, this is very entertaining because you know it's very upbeat, energetic, and it just moves really fast. But I was like, if I had nothing else to do, I would watch this.
Yeah.
I have too many other important things to do than to watch this.
Like, I mean, they've done some really a really cool engagement where the woman thought the guy was at home on the couch, but then he ran across the states and, you know, that kind of thing. And that was sweet, but does it really need to be on primetime? No, it doesn't. There's a lot of other really cool, talented people that you could give that time to instead. But it's his show, so, you know, he didn't ask me. He should have asked me. That's the problem. So, yeah. I'm going to, it's still on my PVR. And like I said, CeeLo is the announcer this time. So I'm probably not even going to bother.
Yeah.
CeeLo Green doesn't get any more of my money. Sorry. Treat your ladies a little nicer, buddy. Maybe we'll talk. What? Doctor Who?
I saw the first two. I've seen the first two. The
Dalek.
Two-part Dalek one.
Right. What'd you think?
I enjoyed them enough. Trying to remember. I was
Mystery
a little...
was involved. We had Missy.
Yeah, I was a little like, like, I was fine with Missy coming back. I was just like, do we need her as a semi-ally at this point? Like, I don't know.
Friend,
I
mean,
can you call her that though? With you know how the end of the second episode went.
Yeah, I know, but like the whole time though.
I like Michelle Gomez.
I do too.
Weird.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
my kind of weird.
I like her a lot.
Yeah,
it was just the character that I was kind of like. Why is the character now all of a sudden helping for what reason?
And I can't remember if this was included in my feedback to the 11th Hour podcast, but there was like a long scene with Missy and Clara where they're sitting outside at a outdoor cafe, and I was so bored, and I was like, Michelle Gomez is just captivating. Why can I not pay attention to the scene? Yeah. Clara, I hate Clara. I cannot stand her.
Well,
I don't know why. She's so boring.
Because she had so much potential. They introduced her as this impossible girl. But it came to really nothing. You know, it could have been played so much better than it was. And like you said, you know, we are so ready for a new showrunner at this point. Like you said, I think you said this. It feels like it's being written by a depressed person.
Yeah. And somebody said, well, that's kind of gives the feeling of the old series of the classic dry sci-fi. But, I loved the third episode, the one under the lake.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat. That was great. But then the...
especially with that cliffhanger.
Yeah. Then the next part, the second part, I wasn't interested.
Yeah, I had to watch it twice to figure out what the hell was going on.
Oh, actually. God, that's not good.
Well, because I watched it and then I started looking at my phone.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. More and more, though, I find I have to watch stuff two or three times anyway these days. So,
yeah, get rid of Clara, get rid of Moffat. Keep Capaldi, because he's great.
Yeah, I really like him as the Doctor. We watch it with Connor, so I'll catch up on the next two soon. But
did he find that the first two scary?
No.
With the ghosts?
No. With the ghosts? Huh?
Oh,
no.
That's the third and fourth.
Never mind.
Like, what are you talking
about?
He
might find the third and fourth a little
yeah.
scary.
No, I saw. Yeah, I saw the previews. Yeah,
oh,
with
shit.
The ghosts.
Right. Missy was the first two. Nope, yeah. Dalek got so scary.
Yep.
What about the Dalek sewers? Ew.
That I just didn't get.
Well, I guess pretty much they just put their. They never die, so they
yeah.
don't know what to do with them. So they yeah. just stick them to the wall. I don't know.
I get. Yeah, I don't know.
Throw them against the walls like those octopuses used to be able to buy.
I got a little lost in that part. I was like, all right, whatever. All right, that's how you're gonna destroy the world again. Okay, but I was like, all right. I mean, I was entertained by them, but nothing was like mind blowing or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that, as long as they're entertaining.
Yeah, I have heard talk that if, now that she's confirmed that she will leave, that they are afraid that he might go with her.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if he would, though. I mean, if he's wanted, this is a part of a lifetime, why would he leave? Because the co-star changes. He knew that would be part of the bag. So hopefully that's just bullshit.
Yeah, hopefully so.
BS rumors. The Nick.
The Nick. I hate medical shows.
Me too.
But I love the show. This is the Steven Soderbergh show. It's on Cinemax with Clive Owen. And so season two starts this week. And it's so good. The music, it's just beautiful. It's like at the turn of the century and they're putting the electricity in the hospital.
Oh, interesting.
And like every woman dies during childbirth. It's horrific.
Oh, jeez.
Of course. Now, I heard Clive Owen was on either Colbert or Fallon, because they're the ones I watch. And he was talking about how at the end of the season, he was one kind of addict and then they use a different drug to get them off of that drug. Because back then, all the doctors took cocaine because they didn't think that it was a problem. They used cocaine in Coca-Cola back then, right? And then they used heroin to wean him off. So now the season starts where he's like in worse shape than where they left him. So, interesting.
Yeah, his character, it's like, a person who does questionable ethical things to get good results.
Is he like a 1900s house? Is that what's
happening? Yeah, probably, yeah.
He has a bad attitude, he makes judgment calls, and he has a drug problem.
Yeah, basically that's him.
Interesting. Yeah, so this is the second season of The Nick, or is this the third?
The second.
The second. Okay. Oh, I thought it had been on longer than that. It feels like it's been on longer than that. Something I picked up on Netflix and watched the whole first season of and have missed the first two episodes of the second season, so I'm a little irked. I got to find those somewhere, is Z Nation.
I've been hearing really good things about that. Now, I tried to watch it when it premiered, and I couldn't get into it.
It's really good.
It's like a cheesy version of Walking Dead, maybe? No?
Not necessarily. As it gets more into the show, I really enjoy it. Geek Girl Soup, they talk about this on their show, so they do a little Z Nation podcast over there, so you can check that out. But I really like this show. Like, once we watched, I was very encouraged to find the second season. You have, what's his doodle? I'm trying to remember his name right now. Come on. What's his name? Let me look. Okay, they're not going to make it easy. Fine. Be that way. He's got a three-word name. He's a nerdy dude. Oh, that's not a three-word name. It's DJ Qualls. It's like a three-word name.
It sort of is, yeah.
Letters. And he plays like kind of the guy who's in central command, and he's the only one there. And he can still reach out to, like, through different methods. If they can get to a sat phone or whatever, he has access to all of the military stuff and all the government stuff. But he's on his own in the middle of nowhere. And then there's teams of people that are kind of out there, and he has contact with this group of people that are out there. And it's really, really well done. I would definitely say, don't get too sick of zombies for this one. This one's worth it.
Okay. Yeah. And what, it's season what now?
Two, just started season two. And season one is on Netflix Canada, so I'm assuming it's on Netflix everywhere.
Okay. So. Like, I need something else to watch.
I know, right? I think that's pretty much all the shows I've got. Supergirl's starting again, but we've already seen the premiere for that, so. You know?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, they played it here already once, and now they're going to play it again. I guess, you know how they do that? They'll play it at the end of finale of something, and then play it again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What else? We have iZombie left. Is that it?
Well, let me tell you about Con Man. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, God. It's not good.
Oh, is it that bad?
I mean, it is. until it's just the actors that you want to see, you're not going to see very much of. There are very limited cameos, and the people, you just get tired of these people. I don't know. This older lady, you've seen her in a million things. She is funny. She's fantastic, but I'm just ready for it to be over. I can't believe I spent $15 on it.
Oh, God. Oh, you bought a season pass?
Yes.
It's not
on Vimeo.
Oh, okay. It's not on anything else?
No.
Okay.
And they're just like 10, 15 minute.
Yeah, little segments. Yeah.
Segments, yeah. Oh, and geez. I think that's what it is. It's like, it's a 15 minute long scene.
Ah.
And I think it needs to be shorter and tighter. Maybe.
That makes sense.
I think that's the problem. So it's the story of a...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's the story of a actor who was in a sci-fi movie, and he goes to these cons. And I think over the experience of this con... Oh, hey, Sadie. He's going to, like, appreciate his fandom and appreciate the sci-fi fans, I think is what the story is. Nice. Who knows?
Heading towards, yeah.
iZombie.
All right, so iZombie. Are y'all watching?
Yes. I haven't seen the second. There's only two, right?
Yes.
I've seen the first one for this season. After the cliffhanger.
Yeah, so the first episode, that was the grumpy old Leo. And then this past week was the frat brothers, and that was funny. It was a lot of fun.
I haven't seen that one yet. It was I guess her brother's not talking to her still, so that's a little bit sad. You know, because she wouldn't donate blood.
Yeah, and Major is experiencing the side effects of the cure.
Hmm.
It's so tragic. It's so heartbreaking.
I know. They have a really fun time when they're filming, it seems.
Yeah, they watch, they all really get along well, it seems like.
If I went downtown more, maybe I'd run into them once in a while.
Oh, that would be great. You're near Supernatural and iZombie.
Oh, Supernatural.
All of it.
Still going.
My mom took a picture of the house from what's it? Oh, God, come on. You know, Bates Motel.
Oh, wow.
I have a picture of it somewhere on my phone. The house they built, it's actually out in Langley, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes from here. So.
Oh, and you're near Once Upon a Time.
I'm near everything. It's all filmed here, man.
Which, that's actually the one thing I'm actually caught up on, because Connor loves it.
Well, if you ever come here, I'll take you down there and show you around, because they leave the signs up. You know, there's a bakery that's there and that used to be called something, but now it's called the Storybrooke Bakery, and he leaves the sign up year-round.
That makes
sense,
yeah. And
the cafe there is called the Cannery Cafe, but that's Granny's Cafe, and when they're filming, the sign's up, and for the, you know, where the animal hospital, was it an animal hospital? Was? Yeah, the Storybrooke Animal Hospital, which I think is actually where Maleficent's in the basement.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, like, so those things, they leave them up there so you can go. And Gold's, you know, his pawnbroker shop?
Yeah.
Signs are all up for that, and the gold lettering on the door and everything. So it's really cool. They're taking advantage of it.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. Yeah. The town's actually called Steveston. Like, well, they're neat fish and chips sometimes.
There you go.
Have you ever seen me posting pictures of Steveston at Storybrooke?
Ah, there you go.
There you go. What else? Is that it? Holy. Oh, no, we have some feedback. Matt sent us something, I believe.
Oh, really?
So you'll have something there. And I had asked Jess what she thought of the grinder, and I already told you she said she wouldn't cry if they cancel it. But she said, so far, I'm loving Last Man on Earth this season. It's Arrested Development type of humor, she says.
That was at the end of the second episode. They had a really big guest star, a huge guest star for just one scene, and it was hilarious. It really paid off to have that big, huge star.
Nice. She also says she's liking the Muppets more with every episode and that the last one was hysterical. I agree. The one with Miss, have you seen it yet, where Miss Piggy wants to go out drinking with the gang? The after party. Yeah, and so she gets them to ask her, she gets Kermit to ask them to ask her, saying she'll say no, but then of course Miss Piggy style, she says yes, and then they're all forced to spend time with her. So
but they have an awesome surprise, they have an awesome time.
An awesome time.
And sing karaoke.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh my god. Freaking no, the best thing is Swedish Chef singing Rapper's Delight.
That's the true. That is
best.
The best thing, though, is the next day when Scooter loses his glasses. And you see his eyeballs.
Oh, so good.
Who even knew Scooter had eyeballs? I thought they were attached to his glasses. So it's very cute. It is very. I am glad they didn't like pervert it, but it's cute. I like it a lot.
It's good enough.
And you could totally see Miss Piggy would be a total a-hole to work with. So it's not a stretch.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your old buddy, Matt. I just saw your message that you're doing a show tonight. So here's a little bit of last minute feedback. Recently checked out The Martian in theaters, and I thought it was really good. I was a big fan of the book. I think Matt Damon was really good. Probably one of his better roles. I just thought it was great. You know, everybody says the love letter to science, and it definitely is. It's a really good movie, and that's definitely something a type of sci-fi that I think we need to see more of. New show wise, I've started watching Blindspot. It's okay, it's good, but it hasn't really become anything all that great. It's entertaining. But the other show I watched, it's only the first episode so far, is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which, despite a terrible title, is actually pretty entertaining. I thought it was pretty funny. I liked the lead actress, Rachel Bloom, I think is her name, who I also created it and co-wrote the pilot. And there's some pretty funny stuff in there. I thought it was really entertaining. I thought it really goes well with Jane the Virgin, which is the show that it's on before. I think it's a good complimentary bit of programming, and it's definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen it yet. Also, I've been reading some graphic novels. Recently checked out Birthright. I forget who wrote it, but it's a graphic novel series about this kid who goes to some kind of fantasy world, like a 80s movie. But he comes back into the real world, and his family is kind of dealing with the loss of him. Like, they thought that maybe he was dead, maybe the dad did it, and there's a lot more to it. I don't want to spoil it, but I found it really entertaining. I was really, I was on board pretty quick. I thought it was a really entertaining book. I want to see where it goes from there. All right, I'll just leave it at that. A little bit shorter feedback for me right now. I might actually be starting a podcast soon, so
yay.
Keep you guys tuned in for any updates on that. So all right, that's it for me. I guess happy Halloween, depending on if you do another show or not.
You know us well.
Good call there, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Competition. Matt, some competition.
Matt. Jeez. There's no
Does that
room.
Mean he won't? Here's a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold so Matt, on.
If he does a podcast, yes. Will he still send in feedback? Hmm. That's what I want to know.
Just come on question. Our show, Matt. Seriously.
True. Sure. It's only monthly. So.
Yeah, right. It's not like it's a lot of commitment.
A huge commitment, man.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a commitment. That is true.
Anyway, Thank you for your feedback. That was lovely. Now, who has a very special episode written in blue?
Here? I do. I do. Because it's a podcast. So
the name of the podcast, I thought you meant like we were going to do a very special episode.
No, no, we're not doing a very episode. I don't know what happened, but the other week, somehow in conversation, Mr. Horton's bike shop came up, which, if you don't remember, is the bike shop where Arnold and Dudley were molested by the bike shop owner in Different Strokes. So
what?
Well, he was taking
a PSA at the end. I remember. I watched that live.
Where he was taking sexy pictures of Dudley. It was the guy from WKRP in Cincinnati. But anyway.
I feel comfortable about
Les Nessman?
No. The guy who owned the radio station.
You would think he would be the one, right?
But yeah. No. Yeah. The older, bigger guy who owned the radio station. Lonnie Anderson was his secretary. But yeah. So for some reason that came up in conversation. I was like, oh, you know, it'd be great to do a podcast about very special episodes. And I said, you know what? I should look up and make sure nobody's done that. And somebody did, and it's fantastic. So,
wow,
it's no longer running. Well, actually, there was one released in August, which was like after 2 years of a hiatus. But there's like 50 some of them, and they're all fantastic, all crazy great. Some of the classic, very special episodes are on there.
Of like all the like 70s and 80s shows.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I might like
there's
that.
There's the.
Oh well, let me ask you: was Beer Bad one of them?
No. This is that was not. It was too late, first of all, and it was not a sitcom. They pretty much focused on the sitcoms that did it. Although that one would be you could do, but they focused more on like. Mr. Belvedere, Wesley's friend, has AIDS. What was the one? Oh, Facts of Life, where they steal. The episode of, what was that show called? Saved by the Bell, where Jesse takes caffeine pills. And acts like she is on speed or something.
She's so excited. She's just so excited.
She just can't hide it.
Yes. Yeah. They did that episode. Oh, they did the Maude two-part abortion episode.
Wow. This is like defines my childhood, this show.
Yeah. Some of the TGIF shows that had very special episodes. Punky Brewster, the kid suffocating in the refrigerator.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Maybe I saw that.
A very special episode. I'm trying to actually find the podcast, but it's showing me.
It's called Very Special Episode.
Okay. Is it a very or just? I think it's just very. It's not a very.
Yeah, no. It's very special episode. Yes.
And their artwork is the more
the
you
more
know
you
logo.
Know.
Yeah. Yes. It's,
let's get that right.
It's
now.
Very good. It's actually a clean podcast, but there's no need for it to be dirty. But So
Can't
if you
be clean either.
Well, I mean, you can listen to it at work. What I'm saying, it's a safe for work show. Although some of the topics, obviously, of the episodes could be not as great for work. I don't know, but it's a good look back and fun look. They interviewed Bryce. What's his name? Bryce, the guy who played Wesley. Bryce, let's see if I can remember his name. Bryce Beckham, Mr. Belvedere.
Oh.
They interviewed him about the very special episode. Or the two, at least two of the, they did many very special episodes, but they interviewed him about one or two of them. And
did he remember it?
Yes, he did, actually. He's on Twitter. He's actually really fun to follow. He has a good sense of humor about the past. He doesn't like pretend like it didn't exist or anything. So, and I think he does. He did some stuff for Funny or Die and things like that. But that's a good fun podcast though.
Nice,
fascinating.
I randomly came across it for my own purposes, and I was like, you know what, this is good. I'm going to listen to all of them. Oh, speaking of podcasts, Undisclosed/ Serial Dynasty.
I haven't been listening to that, unfortunately. I haven't started it. I listen to some of the Undisclosed, but then my lovely friend Will gave me these books to listen to, and then I finished all of those, and nothing happened since. So I'm so far behind on podcasts.
Well, there wasn't a lot of news or anything in the recent ones until this week.
Yeah.
And then what happened this week? Oh, there was on Serial Dynasty, it was revealed that both of Don's alibis are his mother's, essentially.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I need to listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don killed that girl, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy could have just been scamming for overtime.
Starting to look suspicious.
You know, but.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
See, a couple hours overtime.
Here's a little problem that I did have with Serial Dynasty / Truth and Justice Podcast, whatever it is now. You know, you can't be the person, you can't be critical of people, with preconceived notions. And then saying about Don, would an innocent person do this?
Sure.
Those two things don't jibe. You can't have your whole thing be you don't know if somebody's innocent or not, because people react differently in every situation. Yeah. There's no way of knowing. There is no set standard. There just isn't. And then say, if he didn't know what was going on, maybe he was just scamming money from lens crafters. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean he didn't do anything either, you know. But you can't lay that out there like that when your whole premise is about fairness, you know. I did have a bit of an issue with that.
My thought, too, was that, like, my first thought when it was kind of shown that he probably forged a timesheet was that, like, maybe he really didn't have an alibi, and maybe they were like, shit, I don't want to get wrapped in.
Yeah, you know? I don't want to get involved in this.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, what if it was my child who worked under me?
Yeah.
Just to make life easier, would I, you know, falsify documents?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't think that's any kind of, I don't think it makes him look guilty. It makes him look suspicious.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't mean anything, you know.
No.
But it's worth looking at.
It's something that should have been looked at. Yeah.
The whole point was that they overlooked him when they really shouldn't have.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas I think he's taking it to a whole level that he has no evidence of, which I think is an issue.
He's a little bit like.
A little into it. Yeah.
Too, like, yeah. Yeah. Go, hung, like, what's the gung ho?
Yeah. 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 Like, I'm okay. Well, tell me you have,
you have Rabia, who is very biased. Yeah. And then you have him, who is very sycophantic towards the Undisclosed host. Mm-hmm. So none of it is, you know, it should just be taken with a grain of salt. But the interview with the inmates at the prison was fascinating. People who have been through the system, you know, you'd think that they would have some insight on a case like this, and they're just as confused as we are.
Yeah. I did find it interesting, too. I forgot who the interview was. It was some...
The detective, or...
Yeah, the most recent...
The most recent one, this week, right?
Yeah, and it's basically because at first, like, they were trying to make it seem like there was this big conspiracy that... Like these cops were hiding things.
Yeah, but they didn't have to be. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they're just doing their jobs, and the nature of the job is you just want to close the case.
Yeah, especially in a city like that at that time with a lot of.
So I don't think there's a conspiracy, and I don't think they even necessarily purposefully or intentionally did things this way. I think it was just kind of like, just being human. Like, you're lazy.
Yeah.
You just want to get things done. You know, I think that was a really good interview to show that, like, cops are people too, and they cut corners, and they just want to get things done. And I think that's kind of what it came down to. I mean, clearly they did a shitty job. You know?
That's obvious. Yeah.
And especially with the new, I guess kind of the big thing from the most recent Undisclosed and the where the Anand's lawyer. filed the response to the state.
Yeah.
Kind of like biggest news is that the expert, the cell phone expert, is basically going against, like, was like, hey, they never told me about this cover sheet. Like,
yeah, they specifically left out the cover sheet of the facts that said you can't use this data.
Yeah. So basically, like, the state's expert witness is like, well, wait a minute. Like, they're kind of going against them now. So that's kind of a big thing. I mean, I think we're going to get it. If this thing needs it, like, regardless of whether you did or not, or whether you think he's guilty or innocent, this, like, they're getting a new trial. Like, that's going to happen. Yeah. Like, they can't not. You know, hopefully, and I don't know that we'll ever know what actually happened, to be honest.
No, you probably won't. I mean, it's just so far down the road. I mean, the reality is, you know. Yeah,
I think it's likely that he'll get out. I don't think we'll necessarily know if he ever did it or not. You know, it's just one of those things that
you just, there's no way of knowing.
There's just no proof either way, you know, and you can't convict someone if there's not, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how you can put somebody away.
Yeah, it's just the human mind. You want things to make sense, and this just does not make sense.
Yeah.
And you want to hear a reasonable explanation
for
everything, and this is just not a reasonable explanation.
No.
I hope we get something, but I wouldn't count on, you know, this is not a story that someone's writing. Like, this is real life, so, like, you can't count on getting, you know, resolution here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't. You're not necessarily going to get an answer. No.
But I wonder how long Bob will go, like, because he's like dead set on finding who killed Hay, and, like, I wonder how long he's gonna go until he gives up, you know?
Yeah, well the part of changing the name was he's gonna look at other cases as well, and I think that would be a good idea to move on and look at other things.
Yeah. I'm sure it's gonna hit a wall where there's really nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. And I thought the interview this week with, was it Michael A. Wood, I think, Michael A. Wood Jr.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought the Baltimore City cop, who I remember when he started tweeting out that one night, you know, basically about what happened in his professional experience, you know, and, you know, he's gone on to do interviews and stuff since then. But, I mean, it's just, you're dealing with human beings. That's it. It's human beings. I don't understand, like, how people can't grasp that concept. You know, some of the people you work with are really shitty. Guess what? Same thing.
There's shitty people in every profession, including police.
There's lazy people. There's people there's people who are just. And guess what? Every day is different. Maybe that one day somebody higher up took a shit all over them, and we're like, if you don't close out.
Maybe the night before they went drinking with Miss Piggy.
Yeah. If you don't close out five things this week, you're done. You know, whatever. Who knows? You have no idea. Like, so many factors come into play. But
maybe something good will come out of this, that the public will realize that the criminal justice system is just so, it's just, you know.
It's antiquated, is the problem.
It is, and it's just. You know, like they say, it's a ball that just rolls and you can't stop the system. Once it gets going, there's no stopping it. It just goes.
Yeah.
The problem is there's not enough science-based thinking.
Right, yeah.
It's all, well, this is what we've done, and this is, you know.
Well, and then the money, you know, people who, you know, impoverished people living in a poor area can't afford a decent lawyer to keep them out of jail.
If you can't afford a lawyer, you're screwed. You're done. Yeah. But, you know, you got nothing. You'll sit in jail and won't be able to make bail. Even if you've only been charged, you're not guilty of anything, you're going to sit in jail for years at a time. I mean, it's absurd. Based on sometimes nothing, you know? So who knows? The whole Don thing I did find a little fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I'm curious to hear more. But, like, it doesn't make me think he, like, killed her all of a sudden.
Yeah, to me, it's interesting in the notion of, well, this should have been looked into, like, a little bit. Like, hey, make a phone call, like, or something, you know? That's the only, I think he took it, like, 10 steps further than what he actually had.
Who would have thought Don Ga has two moms?
Yeah, yeah. Who knew? Who knew? Well, I guess the one at that point they were living together or something.
Yeah.
And then
what a wacky.
Yeah, it was like I would have never have thought of that. And who would have thought of that? You know?
I want to see it. And you know what? I'm sure I can find if I look hard enough, but like apparently he doesn't look the way you would expect him to look.
Who's that?
Don.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Bob kept saying was, you know, everything makes us think that he was this, you know, guy with a winning personality, and I can't find anybody who went to school with him that even remembers him.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm pulling up to see.
Might have been a
purple. Oh, my God. Is this him?
Oh, did you find him?
I don't know. No, that's a suspect in a serial murder case.
Yeah, apparently, like, but apparently he's like not like you think of it be like this like really like tall, handsome guy, and it's not really what he is.
He's just a guy.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere. I'm sure you can dig around and find.
I'll have to search. I'll have to comb Reddit. Oh God.
Oh God, that's careful there.
Oh, there's a dangerous path to head down. Yeah. So that was our podcasting on podcasts.
Podcast on podcasts.
I just subscribed to Hooplecast because I love the Deadwoods.
Wow. Don't tell
I'm
going to
rewatch
that.
It along with them. I'm going to start right from the beginning and watch it because I haven't. We bought the series of Deadwood that was phenomenal. It was like a book. And each CD was in it, and there were pictures of each of the characters with a little bio of them. It was really, really cool. And then the dog ate the case, and then we lent the CDs to my father-in-law, who apparently lent them to somebody, and now they're gone. Mm-hmm. Yay, Netflix. Thank goodness you're around. So as long as it's on Netflix Canada, which I hope it is, I think it is, then I'm going to have a Deadwood rewatch because I haven't seen it in a while. There you go. That has nothing to do with anything. So there. Well, podcast, Hooplecast. There you go. Time to expand my horizons a little bit, I guess. And I haven't listened to any of, like I said, I haven't listened to any of the Adnan stuff because I'm just the world's biggest Jim Butcher fan now, I think.
What's that?
The guy who wrote the Dresden Files.
Dresden Files, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Now, I know you don't go on Twitter anymore, Rob, but Harry has a Twitter account, and all the characters pretty much have Twitter accounts, yeah.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. But are they, who runs them, though?
I have no idea. I don't know how official or unofficial they are, but they're quite well done.
But
if they're
feel
done
like...
by fans, they're really well done.
Oh, Harry really couldn't have a Twitter, though, because everything would break.
This is true.
So,
which is why I also have an issue with how Harry is so up to date on nerd references. But I think they answer that in the series.
Yeah.
So, I was like, well, how can he be such a Star Wars fan? He couldn't have gone to the theater and seen Star Wars. Well, he went to the drive-in.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. I was like, all right, I can accept that. and there is a new book out, and there is an audiobook for it, so I would really like to get my mitts on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they're good. I just can't. I mean, I'm enjoying them. I just can't get them as through them as quickly. As
yeah. Well, you know, I've had some spare time on my hands, and I have to stop and I have to listen again. You know, because audiobooks are a little bit hard to be focused on. But I really enjoyed that series, and James Marsters is forever Harry to me now.
Oh yeah, I can't I couldn't do anything else.
I'm over him being Spike. He's just Harry now. He's doing some other wizard thing. I guess he just can't get away from it. But I'm a really huge fan of the Dresden.
What if he did? What if if they do a new series? What if he play he could play him? Too, because he has the look as well.
He does. But he also, or they've had an actor play Dresden on that television series. I
that
watched
other
the
one.
Pilot. Yeah,
yeah, that was Detective Lance from Arrow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my god, I never realized that. That's funny.
But that doesn't count though. Like if they do a new series and that would be so awesome. Just because I couldn't imagine, like I just couldn't. Like no one else's voice would do it for me.
I know he's really good at it. Have you heard any of the Dresden Files stuff?
No, uh-uh.
They're read by James Marsters. They're so well done. I'll see those find their way to you.
Okay.
Do you listen to audiobooks at all?
No, I just listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem when you start listening to an audiobook series where there's like, well, it's not a problem. I had no problem with it. Thank you, Jason. But
and then you get behind on all your podcasts.
Yeah, there's like 15 books and they're like 15 hours long.
They're like, they're like audiobooks, are like really long podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like so determined to stick with Hooplecast and finish Deadwood and stick with the last word podcast, the Press Gang podcast. I really want to finish Press Gang because I'm very much emotionally invested in Spike and Linda.
I haven't seen that show yet.
It's, you know, it's Stephen Moffat's first show.
Mm-hmm. And Delirio has a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Delirio and Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. All of our friends do podcasts. It's a thing.
Man, it's really hard to find a picture of Don.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find it.
And Jay and Jack made some pretty huge changes over there, too.
Oh, yeah. They're a whole new thing.
Yep.
Yeah, they've got a whole new scheme by way of you can support them, which means that their shows are available to
free?
You.
Pay. Yes.
Would be nice if you did. So that's a thing. You can be a patron.
If you were a patron, you would be what is patron vodka?
Tequila.
Is it tequila? I don't know. I don't really drink tequila, so.
Yeah, actually, worked with Colleen and set up the new website and the new feeds and everything for them.
Yeah, I know. She was singing your praises.
Aw.
Well, that's nice of you to help out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yep. Keep the community going. All right, shall we?
Yes.
How long have we been doing this? Oh, 225.
Oh, yes.
Holy bloody hell.
Yes. Whoops, let me pull up. I'll pull up the outro music.
It is well past it's well past your bedtime.
No, it's 9:30. It's like really nice. This is like perfect.
Awesome.
I don't usually go to sleep before this anyway. Plus, I'll probably watch some of the Mets Dodgers. See if anybody else gets their leg broken.
Sports ball.
Yes. I can't breathe though. I am so congested. I don't know what's going on.
Oh no. See, maybe it is a poison that someone's putting in the air. Maybe Dave's right.
Could be either that or I'm allergic. I don't know.
It's not spring. It's a little late in the season for allergies.
No, I get them this time of year. I get them this time of year, too.
Yeah. When I get over this flu, I'm going to go get my flu shot.
Yep. Oh, look at that. Boom.
Thank you so much for joining us, Steph. Do you want to tell people where they can find you?
Oh, yeah. Robin and Sam. Redemption Cast.
Well, thank you for being here. It was really fun to talk to you.
Oh, it was a blast.
Miss you and Dez.
I miss Dez.
Me too. Where'd you go, Dez?
She has a husband.
Skype us sometime when you're not doing the sex. We love you. We miss you. Oh, I want to make a quick little shout out to our good friend Jamie. We love you, Jamie. Come let the world get you down.
Who?
Wahoo.
Who?
We love you, Jamie.
Who?
Quiet, Michael David. Your ass.